بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our second session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Dr. Fahd Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And it is our intention, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, today to continue with the first lesson, Ad-Dars Al-Awwal, which is the first of 17 lessons that entail the half of Medina Book 3, and that is what is known as the third level, Al-Mustawa Al-Thalith. So, as you may know, the three books of the Arabic Language Institute in Medina, the first book is what is known as Al-Mustawa Al-Awwal, the first level of the program, and the second book is Al-Mustawa Al-Thani, and the third book is actually two levels, yani Al-Mustawa Al-Thalith and Al-Mustawa Al-Rabi'. So, the first half of the book, the first 17 chapters, is what we intend to cover in this course, and this is the third level of the Medina program. So, this is the first lesson. We started last week. And for homework, we should have reviewed what we covered last week, and we're going to do a quick overview of the points that we covered from the Arabic text, any of the pages 5 through 10, which we covered in the previous week, including the three topics, three main topics, the seven groups of nouns that are mabniyun, the five groups of nouns that have secondary signs for i'rab, and the three groups of nouns that have taqdiri i'rab. So these are the topics that we covered last week. And we stopped last week when we reached the charts which show the signs of i'rab on page 11 and 12 and the exercises that follow, the 10 exercises that follow on pages 13 and 14. That's what we're going to do today. And if Allah allows, we're going to try to take what remains or some of what remains from the second part of this lesson one, related to when are nouns marfu'un and when are they mansub and majrurun. So right now what we want to do is just have a quick overview so that it's clear to everyone what we have covered in the previous session, in case anybody is joining us for the first time, or if there's a need to take another look at the important material that we covered in the first session. So in the first session, if we're looking at the Arabic text for the book, which begins on page 5, the main topic is Al-I'rab and Al-Bina, yani when words are mu'rab, their endings changing, and when they are mabniyun, their endings being fixed. And this lesson, we said, is divided into two parts, yani al-i'rab and al-bina, related to nouns, which is the greater part of the lesson, and al-i'rab wal-bina, related to verbs, which is a small part of the end of this lesson. So, as far as the lesson itself, in terms of exercises, there are two sets of exercises. So, we have considered the first part of the lesson up until the first set of exercises as the first part. We consider that part one, and then whatever remains in this lesson after the first set of exercises, we're considering that as part two. So we're dividing up the lesson into two parts based on the exercises that come halfway through or somewhere thereabout, and the exercises that come at the end of the lesson. Those are two parts. Otherwise, in terms of topic, the lesson is divided into two parts, yani the i'rab and bina related to nouns, which is the greater part of the lesson, and al-i'rab and bina related to verbs, which is just a small part of the end of the lesson. So last week we covered related to nouns. We said that nouns are either mu'rab or mabniyun. And then we defined that the mu'rab noun is the noun whose ending doesn't change due to the amil, yani the thing that governs it or acts upon it, the active agent that may cause that word to be marfu'un or to be mansub or to be majrur. Yani the mu'rab nouns are the names or the nouns which the endings change. The endings change due to the amil. The mabniyun nouns are the nouns in which the endings do not change. There's no change. It doesn't matter if that word comes in the sentence where its function is the mubtada or the khabar or the fa'il or the maf'ulun bi or the object of a preposition. The mabniyun nouns, the endings don't change. Okay, so nouns are divided into mu'rab, the endings change, and mabniyun, the endings do not change. We also said that most nouns are mu'rab. Most nouns in the Arabic language are mu'rab, except the following seven groups. And we emphasize this point that these seven groups of nouns that are mabniyun need to be memorized. And we went through them in detail. We're just going to mention those seven groups, pronouns, whether they are connected pronouns or pronouns that are not connected, attached or unattached, whether they are pronouns that are in the position of being marfu'un or mansubun or majrurun. Pronouns are mabniyun. This is an exception to nouns. Nouns generally are mu'rab, but there are seven groups of nouns which are mabniyun. The first of them is ad-dama'ir, pronouns. The second of them is asma al-ishara, demonstrative pronouns, like hadha and hadhihi and dhalika and so on. The third group is al-asma al-mawsula, relative pronouns, like alladhi and allati and alladhina. And also including that is ma and men as a relative pronoun. Number four are asma al-istifham, interrogative nouns or interrogative words, like who and what and why and where, men, wa aina, wa ma, wa mata, wa kaifa. The fifth group are adverbs, some adverbs. Adverbs generally are mu'rab, but there are some groups of adverbs that are mabniyun, like idha, which means when, al-ana, right now, haythu, where, wherever, amsi, yesterday. Okay, so these are adverbs, dhuruf, which are mabniyun. Idha is mabniyun ala sukun. Al-an is mabniyun ala fatha. Haythu is mabniyun ala dhamma. Amsi is mabniyun ala kasra, and so on. And this will be taken and studied in greater detail later. The sixth group is asma al-af'al. Yani ism fi'l means the verb noun. Yani it's a noun that has the meaning and the effect of a verb. And we gave some examples of that. And seventh are al-a'dad al-murakkaba. Yani the compound numbers, the numbers that are composed of two parts, like ahada ashara, tis'ata ashara, and so on. We said that these seven groups of nouns, with some exceptions, yani, as far as asma al-mawsula, the duals from them, yani, alladhani and allatani, are mu'rab. And the same thing, asma al-ishara, the duals from them, hadhani and hatani, are mu'rab. And the first part of the number 12 of the compound numbers, yani, ithna ashara, or ithnata ashara, the first part of that compound number is also mu'rab. So ithna is when it's marfu'un, and ithnay when it's mansub or majrur, and the same thing with ithnata, ithnatay. So those are the seven groups that we covered, and it is very, very important that we be familiar with each of these groups. These are things that we covered in book one and book two, but knowing them as part of the seven groups that are mabniyun is very, very important in terms of understanding the i'rab of words and sentences. The second topic that we dealt with last week is alamat al-i'rab al-asliya and fara'iyya. We said that the primary signs of i'rab in nouns is dhamma, fatha, and kasra, when it's marfu'un, mansub, and majrur. But then that there are also secondary signs. And we said that the secondary signs of i'rab, when a word is marfu'un, is a sign other than dhamma, and when it's mansub, other than fatha, and when it's majrur, other than kasra. And we said that there are five groups of nouns that have secondary signs. Two of them have a secondary sign only in one case, in one hala. And the other three have secondary signs for every case, whether it's marfu, mansub, or majrur. We said that those five groups of nouns that have secondary signs are the jam, al-mu'annath al-salim, which only has a secondary sign when it is mansub, instead of fatha, it has kasra. The mamnu min al-sarf, only has a secondary sign when it's majrur. Instead of kasra, it takes fatha. And the other three, they have secondary signs for all three cases, whether they are marfu'un, mansub, or majrur. And we're not going to go into the details of that, but we covered it last week. And these are things that we need to know. Those other three groups are al-asma al-khamsa, the five special nouns, the jam mudhakkar salim, the sound masculine plural, and the muthanna, the dual. Yani these three groups of nouns have secondary signs in every case. The third topic that we dealt with last week is al-i'rab al-taqdiri. Yani, when we estimate the i'rab, we don't actually see the sign of i'rab. The signs of i'rab are not apparent in certain words. And we call this i'rab taqdiri. We say it is marfu'an. And the sign of being marfu'an is dhamma, but we don't see the dhamma. We say it's a dhamma that's latent. Yani, that doesn't appear. So we say it's dhamma muqaddara. And we talked about that last week, and we said that there are three types or groups of nouns that have taqdiri i'rab, yani with the sign of the i'rab. These words are not mabniyun, they are mu'rab. They can be marfu'un, or mansub, or majrur, but we just don't see the sign of the i'rab. It's taqdiri, it's latent. It's laying dormant. It doesn't appear. So in these types of words, we say the i'rab is taqdiri. It's estimated. It's understood to be dhamma, fatha, kasra, whatever. Okay, three types of nouns. We said the first type is al-maqsoor. The second type is al-manqus. And the third type is al-mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam. As far as the maqsoor, what is an ism maqsoor? We had this in book 1, in lesson 8. Yani it's a noun whose ending is an essential final letter of that word. It's an aleph. It's essential to the word. It's an original part of that word, an aleph that's preceded by fatha. Okay, it could be aleph mamduda, as in al-asa, or it could be aleph maksura, as in al-fata. This type of word, the i'rab, if it is in the position where it should be marfu'un, we say it is marfu'un. But the sign of being marfu'un is going to be dhamma muqaddara, the dhamma that doesn't appear. If it's mansub, we say it's mansub. And the sign of it being mansub is fatha. But it's fatha, muqaddara, and majrur, the same thing, kasra, muqaddara. The second type is the manqus of those three groups. It's a noun that ends with a ya. That is an essential part of that word. It's not an added extra letter. It's an essential part of that word. And it's always preceded by kasra. It's always preceded by kasra. examples they gave, al-qadi, al-muhami, al-madi, and so on like this. These are words that end with ya, that's preceded by kasra, and that ya is not an added letter, it's an essential part of the word. We said that this type of word also has takdiri i'rab, but only in two cases. When it is marfu'un, we say it is dhamma muqaddara. We don't see the dhamma, it's latent. It's understood, it's estimated, it doesn't appear. When it's majrur, we say it is majrur, and the sign of being majrur is kasra, the kasra that does not appear. It's kasra muqaddara. But when it's mansub, this particular group, the manqus words, when it's mansub, yani the sign of the i'rab, the fatha, does appear. It's fatha vahira, it's a fatha that we see, and we gave examples of that. And then the last group we said is al-mudaf ila ya al-mutakallim, and I think that's where we stopped at with that. The final group, al-mudaf ila ya al-mutakallim, that is a word that is connected in idafa to the pronoun for the first person singular, yani, which is corresponding to ana, yani the ya that's preceded by kasra on the end of a word as a suffix. That pronoun is called ya al-mutakallam. So when a word is in idafa to ya al-mutakallam, it becomes a third group of words, of nouns, that have takdiri i'rab. Yani we don't see the sign of the i'rab, because ya al-mutakallam must always be preceded by kasra. Ya al-mutakallam must always precede. This ya al-mutakallam is not an essential part of the word, like in the manqus words, al-qadi and al-wadi. That ya at the end of the word is one of the root letters of the word. Here, This ya is actually a suffix that's added to the word that's made as its mudaf ilayhi. When ya al-mutakallim is mudaf ilayhi to any word, it requires that word to end with kasra, because ya al-mutakallim must always be preceded by kasra, and therefore the sign of the i'rab of that word, we don't see it, because that dhamma or fatha, whatever it should be, is superseded by the kasra of ya al-mutakallim. Yani the kasra that must precede ya al-mutakallim, on the letter before, the last letter of the word that's attached to ya al-mutakallim, must end with kasra because of ya al-mutakallim, so we don't see the sign of i'rab. And the example that they gave, I just want to look at that example again, because we may have rushed through it a little bit last week at the end of our time. So I just want to look at the example that they gave us here on page 10 of the Arabic text from lesson 1. It says, Al-mudhafu ila ya'i al-mutakallimi. Yani the word that is connected in idafa to the first person singular pronoun ya al-mutakallim, which corresponds to ana. For example, they gave us the word zamili. So the word zamil, if it was marfoon, it would take dhamma. If it's mansub, it takes fatha. If it's majroor, it takes kasra. But when it is an idafa to ya al-mutakallim, it has to end, that lam, that last letter, must take kasra in order to go along with the ya al-mutakallim. Okay, so in that case, we won't see the actual original last letter, the last vowel, I mean. We won't see the original last vowel if it should have been a dhamma. We won't see it because ya al-mutakallim necessitates that the last letter of the word that it's attached to must be kasra. So they said, in reference to this type of word that's connected in idafa to ya al-mutakallim, they said, تُقَدَّرُ فِيهِ الْعَلَامَاتُ الثَّلَاثَةُ. Yani, alamat, the three signs of i'rab, yani when it's marfoon or mansub or majroor, are muqaddara. They are estimated, they are latent, they do not appear. That's because they can't appear because of the requirement of ya al-mutakallim. When it's attached to a word, the last letter of that word must take a kasra. So we're not going to see the real vowel that should indicate, yani, its case as being marfoon or mansub or majroor. We're going to see the ya that's attached to, we're going to see the kasra that's attached to ya al-mutakallim. So the example they gave us here, three words, all of them are mudaf to ya al-mutakallim in this sentence, and none of them, therefore, will we be able to see the sign, the true sign of its i'rab. So that the sign of its i'rab is going to be taqdiri. We're going to say dhamma muqaddara, kasra muqaddara, fatha muqaddara. The example they gave us on page 10, number 3, al-mudhaf ila ya al-mutakallim, da'a jaddi ustadhi ma'a zumala'i. Da'a jaddi, my grandfather, invited ustadhi, my teacher, ma'a zumala'i, along with my classmates. تقول في إعراب هذه الكلمة. We say concerning the إعراب of this sentence, of these words in this sentence, the three words that we're looking at is جدي, that's مضاف إلى ياء المتكلم, أستاذي, مضاف إلى ياء المتكلم, and زملائي. All of these words are مضاف إلى ياء المتكلم. So in terms of the إعراب, how do we explain it? We say جد is the فاعل in this sentence. دعا جدي is the فاعل. أستاذي is the مفعول به. مع زملائي, زملائي is مضاف إلى مع, is مضاف إلى مع, because مع is a ظرف, and the noun that follows the ظرف is always going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. So دعا is the فعل, جدي is the فاعل, أستاذي is the مفعول به, and مع زملائي is مضاف إليه مجرور, يعني مضاف to مع. So how do we explain this? We say جد is the fa'il, na'am, it's the fa'il, marfu'un, its case is that it is marfu'un, nominative, wa alamatu raf'ihi, and the sign of it being marfu'un is dhammatun muqaddaratun, dhammatun muqaddaratun. So we said it is the fa'il. What is its function in the sentence? It's the fa'il. What is its case as being the fa'il? It's marfu'un. And what is the sign of it being marfu'un? It's dhamma, but dhamma muqaddara, that we don't see, it's latent. And then, in addition to that, as far as the word jaddi, we say the ya al-mutakallim that's attached to jaddi, We say it is mudhafun ilayhi. Mudhafun ilayhi. The second word, ustadi, da'a jaddi ustadi, is the maf'ulun bihi. Maf'ulun bihi. As maf'ulun bihi, it has to be mansub. That's its case. What is the sign of it being mansub? Alamatu nasbihi, fatha. But this fatha doesn't appear, it's latent, we don't see it, so we say it is fathatun muqaddaratun. Wal ya, the ya al mutakallam that's attached to it, yani to ustadi, that ya is mudhafun ilayhi. We could say further that, yani in terms of the i'rab of ya al mutakallam as mudhaf ilayhi, we can say mudhaf ilayhi is always majrur, right? So we can say it is a pronoun, so it's mabniyun in the place where it should be majrur. The third word, zumala, that's attached to ya al-mutakallam as well. Zumala is mudhafun ilayhi. Mudhaf to what? Mudhaf to the dharf ma'a. It's mudhaf. Ma'a is mudhaf. Zumala is mudhaf ilayhi. Therefore, it's majrur. But the sign of it being majrur can't appear because it is attached to ya al-mutakallam. So therefore, we say it is majrur. Wa alamatu jarrihi, the sign of it being majrur, is kasratun muqaddaratun. Well, ya, the ya al-mutakallam that is attached to it, is mudhaf ilayhi, and that ya again is a pronoun, it's mabniyun, it's in the position fi mahalli jar. Okay, the footnote on the bottom, we can skip the footnotes, we read that footnote last week, the footnote number one in reference to the mankus words. We said that the mankus sometimes loses its ya, but it doesn't lose its ya if it is connected to alif lam, or if it is mudhaf to another word, or if it is mansub. That ya, it remains intact. Other than those three situations, it loses its ya. The second footnote is, some of the scholars of Nahu consider this kasra in zumala'i. Some of them consider it kasra zahira. And apparently, Dr. Fahd Rahim, great scholar of language, and Arabic language especially, his view apparently is that no, it is kasra muqaddara, in the same way that the dhamma is muqaddara and the fatha is muqaddara in other such words that are mudhaf ila ya al-mutakallam. So that is what we covered last week. Now, what we want to do is pick up where we left off last week, and that is with the charts on page 11 and 12 in the Arabic text. The charts on page 11 and 12 in the Arabic text. And by the way, these charts are not covered in the English key. They're not covered in the English key. Most of the English key, or most of what is in the Arabic text here that we are going over, is found in the English key, pretty much corresponding to it. But these charts are not found, and these charts are very, very important. These charts summarize what we've covered up until now in this lesson one. I hope everybody had a chance to look at these charts last week or this week, coming up to this session, and I hope that they are understood. So just quickly, we're going to look at the makeup of the chart so that everybody can follow and understand, yani, how to follow this. First is the title. The chart is entitled Alamatul I'rabi Al-Asliyatu Wal-Fara'iyatu Fil-Ismi. Alamatul I'rabi Al-Asliyatu Wal-Fara'iyatu Fil-Ism. And I'll just note quickly here that al-asliya is a not describing alamat. That's why it's marhoon with dhamma. And wal-fara'iyya too is also, yani, attached to it, ma'atuf by waw al-ataf. So it is also, yani, a not describing alamatu. That's why these two words, al-asliya too, are marhoon with dhamma, while al-i'rabi is majrur with kasra because it's the mudhaf to alamat. It's mudhaf ilayhi majrur with kasra. Alright, so it should read, alamatul i'rabi Al-Asliyatu Wal-Fara'iyatu Fil-Ismi. The signs of I'rab. What kind of signs? The Asliya, primary signs, and the Fara'iyya, secondary signs of I'rab. So we covered that up until now when we looked at, yani, nouns that have primary signs and nouns that have secondary signs. We said nouns that have secondary signs are five. The Jam, مذكر سالم جم مؤنث سالم المثنى الممنوع من الصرف and أسماء الخمسة. So in this chart we're going to see all five of them, and we're going to also see a box for nouns that have the علامات الإعراب الأصلية. These five nouns are going to have علامات الإعراب الفرعية. So here in this chart we're looking at the signs of إعراب, the primary signs and the secondary signs, أصلية and فرعية. Okay, so this is the title of the chart. Now, if we go from the top of the chart across from right to left, we see that there are seven boxes. The first box says الحالات الإعرابية. الحالات الإعرابية. That's the first box going across. The next box is العامل. The next box is اسم ذو علامات الإعراب الأصلية. Then there's جم مؤنث سالم, المثنى, جم مذكر سالم, الممنوع من الصرف, and الأسماء الخمسة. Okay, so everybody had a chance to study these charts last week and the week before. So I hope that we've looked at this and we see what's there. The point that I want to make now is that there are five boxes going across. Each one of them has information underneath them. The first one has, Al-Halat Al-Arabiya, has a box directly underneath it. Says, Al-Marfu', yani, when nouns are marfu'un, wa alamat al-raf, and the sign of them being marfu'un. The next box going down, straight down from the first right-hand side of the page, says al-mansub. That's the halat of mansub. When a word is mansub, wa alamatun nasb, and the sign of it being mansub. And the bottom box, yani from the first column on the right-hand side, right-hand edge of the page, says al-majrur, wa alamatu jar. So in this box, we see the three halat of i'rab. Nouns are either marfu'un, mansub, or majrur. So we want to look at nouns in each of these three cases. When they are marfu'un, how do they look? And what is the sign of them being marfu'un? And then we want to look at nouns when they are mansubun. What does that look like? And what is the sign of it being mansub? And nouns when they are majrur, what does that look like? And what is the sign of it being majrur? So they are nouns that have the sign of i'rab that's asliya, the primary sign, which is dhamma, fatha, and kasra. And then there are five classes of nouns, we said, which have secondary signs. All of this we studied already. This is just a chart, yani, showing it to us in one page. So if we were to look at the three halat, marfu'un, mansub, and majrur, each of them, if you go across from right to left, you see the first box is the amil, the word that's going to govern and make a noun be marfu'un or mansub or majrur. Ja'a. The amil for mansub is ra'aytu. The amil for majrur is sallamtu ala. So ra'aytu is going to make the noun coming after mansub. So it's going to be yani mansub. But the sign is either going to be the asli sign, asliya, which is fatta, or a far'iya sign, which might be kasra, or ya, or alif, or other than that. The third amil for majrur is sallamtu ala. Yani I gave salams to someone. So the word after that is going to be after a preposition. It's going to be majrur. The sign is either going to be the primary sign of jar, which is kasra, or it's going to be a secondary sign, like ya or fatha. Alright? So this is what we want to look at. When we go across the box, we want to see words. All of these words, we're going to look at them first when they are marfu'an, and we want to see what is the sign of raf. Is it the, yani the alama asliya, dhamma? Or is it a secondary sign? Aleph or wow. That's what we want to look at. And then we'll go to the next column, mansub. And we're going to see the word that comes after ra'aytu is going to be the maf'ulun bi. So it's going to be mansub. So we're going to see, is the sign of mansub, is it the primary sign, which is fatha? Or is it a secondary sign, like kasra, or ya, or aleph? Depending on what kind of word it is. And then we're going to go across for the majrur column, salamtu ala. The word after ala is going to be the object of the preposition. It's going to be majrur. The sign is either going to be the primary sign of a word when it's majrur, which is kasra, or it may be a secondary sign like ya, or it could even be fatha. So what you got to keep in mind now is that as we go across the column of words that are marfu'un, and when they are in the case of being marfu'un, we want to look at that word. And what is the sign of it being marfu'un? Is it the primary sign dhamma, or is it a secondary sign? Alright, so the first box gives us the halat of i'rabiyya, marfu'un, mansub, and majrur. The next box gives us the amil, ja'a, which makes it marfu'un, ra'aytu, which makes it mansub, sallamtu ala, which makes it majrur. The third box, is a noun that has the primary sign of i'rab. Ismu ذو علامات الاعراب الاصليه, a noun that has the primary sign of i'rab. So this word is going to be a word that when it's marfoon, it's going to take dhamma, and when it's mansub, it's going to take fatha, and when it's majroor, it's going to take kasra. And then the next five boxes gives us yani jam muannath salim, muthanna, jam mudhakkar salim, mamnu min as-sarf, and asma al-khamsa. Each one of these five are the words that have secondary signs. Two of them, the jam muannath salim, has a secondary sign only when it's mansub, yani it takes kasra instead of fatha. And al-mamnu min as-sarf, next to the last box, it only has a secondary sign in one case, and that's when it's majroor. Instead of taking kasra, it takes fatha. The rest of these five groups of nouns, they have secondary signs in every case. When they are marfoor, they have secondary signs. When they are mansub, they have secondary signs. And when they are majroor, they have secondary signs. So with that being said, let's read across. Under al-halat al-irabiyah, on the right side, we see the first box underneath it is al-marfu'u. We're on the right side of the page. First column, under al-halat al-irabiyah, al-marfu'u wa alamatul raf. Al-marfu'u, they're going to give us a word that's going to be marfu'un, and they're going to, underneath that, they're going to tell us what is the sign of it being marfu'un. Is it the primary sign or is it the secondary sign, and what it is? Okay, so the amal is ja'a. Okay, that's a verb. The word that comes after it is going to be the fa'il. So the fa'il has to be marfu'un. But the sign of it being marfu'un could either be the primary sign dhamma, or it could be a secondary sign other than dhamma. Alright? So let's read the first line across. Under the marfu, beside the marfu in column. Ja'a al-abna'u wal-banatu wal-walidani wal-aqrabuna wa-ibrahimu wa-akhuhu. Okay, the meaning, ja'a al-abna'u, the sons came, wal-banatu, and the daughters came, wal-walidani, and the two parents came, wal aqrabuna, and the relatives came, wa ibrahimu, and Ibrahim came, wa akhuhu, and his brother came. Who came? Ja'a al abna'u, the sons, wal banatu, the daughters, wal walidani, the two parents, wal aqrabuna, and the relatives, wa ibrahimu, and Ibrahim, wa akhuhu, and his brother. So the last five boxes after al-abna, all of these have secondary signs, either in one case or in all three cases. So let's look at the signs that they give us for marfu'un. Ja'a al-abna'u, they said the sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma. That's the primary sign. Wal-banatu, the sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma. That's the primary sign. Wal-walidani, when it's marfu'un, the sign of being marfu'un is aleph, walidani. That aleph is a secondary sign that's particular to what? The muthanna. Al-walidani, that's a dual word. It's muthanna. Wal-aqrabuna, the sign of being marfu'un is wow, because what? It's a jam al-mudhakkar salim. Yani it's a sound masculine plural. So the sound masculine plural, we said, the sign of being marfu'un is a secondary sign. It's wow. Wa Ibrahimu, this is a word that's mamnu' min as-sarf. And when words that are mamnu' min as-sarf are marfu'un, the sign of their being marfu'un is the primary sign, dhamma. And then the last word is wa akhuhu. Yani, when it's marfu'un, its sign of being marfu'un is wow, because it's from al-asma' al-khamsa. So any word that's from the asma' al-khamsa, when they are in idhafa, to other than anything except ya al-mutakallam, then they're going to have secondary signs of i'rab. It's going to be, the sign of it being marfu'un is going to be wow. Alright, so here they gave us ja'a al-abna'u, yani with dhamma that's primary, wal-banatu, dhamma is primary, wal-walidani with alif, that's a secondary sign, wal-aqrabuna, wow is a secondary sign, wa-ibrahimu, dhamma is the primary sign, wa-akhuhu, wow is a secondary sign. Going down to mansub, And the signs of nasb, alamatu nasb, the sign that is mansub, we see ra'aytu is the amil, ra'aytu, I saw, al-abana'a, the sons, wal-banati, the daughters, wal-walidaini, the two parents, wal-aqrabina, and the relatives, wa-ibrahima, and Ibrahim, wa-akhahu, and his brother. So what kind of signs do we have for these words when they are mansub? Ra'aytu al-abana, yani it's mansub, the sign that is mansub is fatah, that's primary sign. Wal-banati, when it's mansub, yani it has kasra, that's a secondary sign that's particular to jam al-mu'annath salim, the sound feminine plural. When it is mansub, it has a secondary sign. Instead of fatah, the primary sign, it has kasra instead, taking its place. Walwalidaini, yani, when it's mansub, the sign of it being mansub is ya. That's because it's a muthanna, a dual. And dual words, when they are mansub, they take ya, preceded by fatha. Walakrabina, akrabina, the sign of it being mansub is ya. You see right underneath it, it says al ya. The sign of it being mansub is also ya, just like the dual, except this ya is preceded by kasra. The sign of it being mansub is ya, but it's a ya that's preceded by kasra, which is distinguishes the dual word. When it's mansub, its sign is also ya, but it's preceded, the ya is preceded by fatha. So you say walidaini, it's ya preceded by fatha. Wal akrabina, it's ya preceded by kasra. But in both cases, the dual and the sound masculine plural, the sign of it being mansub is ya. Wa Ibrahima, sign of being mansub is fatah, that's primary sign. Wa akhahu, the sign of being mansub is alif. That's also a secondary sign for al asma al khamsa. When it is mansub, it takes fatah. The last box down, al majrur, and the signs of al jar, alamatu jar, we see the amil is salamtu ala. This preposition is what's going to govern the word, making it majrur, except that the sign of it being majrur will either be the primary sign, which is kasra, or maybe a secondary sign, which could be other than that. Could be ya, or could be fatha. So let's go across. Salamtu, I gave salams to al-abana'i, the boys, the sons, wal-banati, the daughters, wal-walidaini, the two parents, وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ and the relatives, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ and Ibrahim, وَأَخِيهِ and his brother. So, let's see where are primary signs and where are secondary signs. سَلَّمْتُ عَلَىٰ أَبْنَائِ كَسْرَ, that it's مَجْرُوَ, so كَسْرَ is the primary sign. وَالْبَنَاتِ, كَسْرَ is the primary sign. وَالْوَالِدَيْنِ, the sign of it being majrur, this is a muthanna, dual word, the sign of it being majrur is ya. Just like we said, the sign of it being mansub is ya. So also when it's majrur, the sign of it being majrur is ya. That's a secondary sign, and again it's preceded by fatah. Wal akrabina, yani this is the jam al-mudhakkar al-salim, the sound masculine, plural, the sign of it being majrur is ya. And we said the sign of it being mansub is also ya. That's preceded by kasra to distinguish it from the dual, which also takes ya when it's mansub and majrur. But the dual is ya preceded by fatha, walidaini, and the sound masculine plural is ya preceded by kasra, al-akrabina. Wal-akrabina wa Ibrahima. Here, Ibrahim is the object of the preposition, salamtu ala Ibrahima, but it has a secondary sign, fatha, instead of the primary sign of majrur, which is kasra. So this is a secondary sign for the words that are mamnu min as-sarf. They only have a secondary sign when they are majrur. Instead of kasra, they take fatha. Wa akhihi, the sign of it being majrur here is ya, and that's because it's from al-asma al-khamsa, the five special nouns. And we said that the five special nouns, al-asma al-khamsa, akh and ab, yani when they are an idhafa to anything other than ya al-mutakallam, they have a secondary sign. When they are marfu'un, instead of dhamma, it's the elongation of the dhamma, wow. And when they are mansub, instead of fatha, it's the elongation of the fatha alif. And when they are majroor, the sign of being majroor instead of kasra is the elongation of the kasra, that is the ya. So this chart shows us the primary signs of i'rab and the secondary signs of i'rab, and which types of words have secondary signs. Five types of words. The jam mu'annath salim only has a secondary sign when it is mansub. Instead of fatha, it takes kasra. And the mamnu' min as-sarf, yani diptote, only has a secondary sign when it's majroor. Instead of kasra, it takes fatha. The other three of these five groups of nouns that have secondary signs in each case, when they are marfu'un, when they are mansub, and when they are majroor. Okay, so that's what this chart yani gives to us. Very, I think, very beneficial. The next chart on the following page 12 is a chart that deals with the other topic that we dealt with last week, the i'rab, al-i'rab al-taqdiri, the latent or dormant i'rab. The i'rab, yani a word that's mu'rab, its ending changes, its case changes, but we don't see the sign visible. The sign of the i'rab, the dhamma, the fatha, the kasra, it's not visible. That's what we mean by i'rab taqdiri. Yani it is latent. It is not apparent. It's not seen. It's laid back, dormant. Alright? So we said that the types of nouns that have i'rab taqdiri, we said last week that there are three types of nouns. The mudhaf ila ya'al mutakallam, the manqus, and the maksur. And we reviewed that today just briefly before we entered into this discussion concerning the charts. We said that mudhaf ila ya'al mutakallam means a noun that is connected in idhafa to the first person singular pronoun, which corresponds to ana. Yani that pronoun is known as ya al mutakallam, the ya that represents the first person singular speaker. Whenever a noun is connected to ya al mutakallam, ya al mutakallam requires that the last letter of the word take kasra. So we're not going to be able to see the sign of its real i'rab. We're not going to see a dhamma when it's marfu'un. We're not going to see a fatha when it's mansub, and so on. Alright? The second one is the manqus. We said it's a word that has as an essential original part of the word, a ya that's preceded by kasra. It's not an added letter like ya al-mutakallam. It's a part of the original part of the word, like al-muhami, and al-wadi, and al-qadi, and so on, like this. The third type of word is al-maqsoor, which is a word that has an original, essential part of the word, an alif. Alif maqsoora, and either looks like ya without its two dots at the end of the word, or alif mamduda, that looks like a straight up and down one. The word that ends with alif, and again, I mentioned we had this in Lesson 8 of Book 1. Words that that end with alif, preceded by fatha. Alif is not a consonant of the alphabet. It cannot take a vowel. Therefore, we can't see the sign of i'rab, the dhamma, kasra, or fatha, on the alif. So the maksur word, all of its cases, marfu and mansub and majroor, we're going to see i'rab takdiri. We're not going to see the sign of it being marfu and dhamma, or the sign of it being mansub, fatha, or the sign of it being majroor, kasra. And the same thing with the manqus. We're not going to see the sign of its i'rab, except in one case, when it is mansub, we're going to see the fatha. But when it's majroor, we're not going to see dhamma, kasra, and when it's marfu, we're not going to see dhamma, but rather it's going to be dhamma muqaddara and kasra muqaddara. But when it is mansub, the manqus word that ends with that ya, that's a part of the word, al-muhami, al-wadi, al-qadi, al-madi, this type of word, when it's mansub, we're going to actually see the fatha. Fatha zahira, not muqaddara. As far as ya al-mutakallam, in all three cases, it's going to be dhamma muqaddara, fatha muqaddara, kasra muqaddara. Okay, so this chart gives us that. The right column on the right edge of the page shows us, going down, al-halat al-arabiyya, when it's marfu'un, and the alamatul raf, the sign of being marfu'un. When it is mansub, wa alamatu nasb, the sign of it being mansub. When it is majroor, wa alamatu jar, the sign of it being majroor. So they give us Yani, those three halat, marfu, mansub, majrur, and under each one we're going to see the sign of its hal, of it being marfu or mansub or majrur. The next box over is the amil. Ja'a, ra'aytu, and salamtu, the same amil that we saw in the previous chart. And then we have only three columns here. The three columns are the mudhaf ilayya al-mutakallam, the word they gave us, or they're going to give us for ya al-mutakallam siddiqi, and for manqus they're going to give us al-muhami, and for maqsur they're going to give us al-murtada. Siddiqi means my friend, al-muhami means the lawyer, and al-murtada means the one who is, yani, who you are pleased with, or content, or satisfied with. Taib. So here, yani, we see, yani, in the first hal, al-marfu'un wa alamatuhu, ja'a sadiqi, al-muhami, al-murtada. Sadiqi is mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam. So even though it's the fa'il, ja'a sadiqi, it's the fa'il, and the fa'il is marfu'un, but we don't see the sign of being marfu'un, but rather we see it is dhamma muqaddara, because ya al-mutakallam necessitates that the last letter of the word qaf must take kasra, so we can't see the dhamma, so it is estimated, it's latent, it's dhamma muqaddara. Ja'a sadiqi. The next word is al-muhami. That ya there is an essential part of the word, al-muhami. It's a ya on the end of a word that's preceded by kasra, not ya al-mutakallam. A ya that is an original part of the word. Al-muhami, al-qadi, al-thani. That ya preceded by kasra is an original part of the word. Alright? So because that ya, that's an original part of the word, must be preceded by kasra, likewise we can't see, yani, the original sign of i'rab on this word, al-muhami. We can't see the sign of i'rab, so it is takdiri. So we say it is dhamma muqaddara. Going across, al-murtada is a ism maqsoor. It ends with alif, that's preceded by fatha. Alif is not a consonant. It can't take a vowel, so we don't see a vowel there. Al-murtada. We don't see the dhamma, even though it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. So we say it's dhamma muqaddara. Again, this sentence, ja'a sadiqi al-muhami al-murtada. My friend, the lawyer who is, yani, I'm pleased with, a lawyer that is pleasing, yani, came. Ja'a sadiqi al-muhami al-murtada. Yani, al-muhami and al-murtada are adjectives describing sadiqi, so they also have to be marfu'un, but the sign of them being marfu'un is dhamma muqaddara. In the next hal, al-mansub, going down, and the alamat al-nasb, we see ra'aytu. The object coming after ra'aytu is going to be maf'ulun bi mansub. And then al-muhami is also going to be mansub. And al-murtada is also going to be mansub, because they're following the same case of the word that they are attached to. Sadiqi al-muhami. My friend, the lawyer, al-murtada, the one, the lawyer that one is pleased or content with. So, in this case, mansub, and its sign, we see ra'aytu sadiqi. Sadiqi is what? Mansub. Wa alamatu nasbihi fatha muqaddara. Because the fatha can't appear. Al-muhami, we said that the manqus word, when it's mansub, its sign appears. So here it's mansub, and the sign of being mansub is fatha zahira. Wal-murtada, the maqsoor word, we don't see any sign in any case of the i'rab, so we say it's fatha, again mansub, fatha, muqaddara. And the last box shows us, yani, the hala of al-majroor, and the sign of jar. Salamtu ala, it's the object of a preposition, so it should be majroor. Salamtu ala sadiqi, but because it's mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam, the kasra is the kasra of ya al-mutakallam, not the kasra of i'rab. So we say the i'rab here is that it's the object of the preposition ala, ism majroor, the sign of it being majroor, alamatu jarrihi kasra muqaddara. Al-Muhami, we don't see it here. The Manqus word, it doesn't show us any sign except when it's Mansub. So it's Kasra, yani it's also Majrur, but it's Kasra Muqaddara. And Al-Murtara, Murtada, it is Maksur. Maksur words also don't show us any sign in any case, not when it's Marfu'un or Mansub or Majrur. So we say it is Majrur, but the sign of it being Majrur is Kasra Muqaddara. Okay, so this chart again just gives us, yani, in one picture in front of us, yani the three types of nouns that have takdiri i'rab, and it shows us that all of the i'rab, whether it's marfu and mansub or majrur, are all going to be takdiri for these three types of words, except the manqus. The manqus, in one case, when it's mansub, the sign of its i'rab is going to be visible. You're going to see the fatha. يعني رأيت صديقي المهامية المرتضى. We see the fatha on the ya here in muham المهامية. So it's fatha ظاهرة. Other than that one case of the منقوس, when it's mansub, the sign of it being mansub is fatha ظاهرة. Other than that, these three types of nouns, in all cases except that one exception, they're going to be إعراب تقديري. يعني ضم مقدرة فتة مقدرة انكسر مقدرة again except for the منكوس when it's منسوب. Okay, and then finally they give us يعني one combination of everything, combination of على العلامات الأصلية والفرعية والظاهرة والمقدرة. So here we are seeing different types of nouns from the five types of nouns that have secondary signs, alamat, fara'iyya, and the three types of nouns that have takdiri i'rab, alamat, yani muqaddara, takdiri, yani takdiri. We're going to see all of these types of words. Five words that have secondary signs and three types of words that have takdiri i'rab. We're going to see them all in one sentence together. And all of them, when they are marfu'un, what they look like. When they are mansub, what they look like. And when they are majrur, what they look like. And I hope that everybody has taken the time out to try to understand why each of these words, when they are marfu'un, has dhamma, the primary sign, or other than that, why it has a secondary sign. When they are mansub, why they have fatha as the primary sign, or why they have other than fatta, yani they have a secondary sign. What type of word is it? And what secondary sign does it have when it's mansub? And thirdly, when these words are majrur, why they have, yani the primary sign, which is kasra, or other than that, why they have secondary signs? Or more importantly, why they have a secondary sign? What type of word is this that has a secondary sign? And why does it have this secondary sign? What is the secondary sign for this type of word? In these three sentences, three long sentences, we see the normal word that has the primary sign, and then we see words that have secondary signs, and then we see words that have takdiri, i'rab, i'rab takdiri, where you don't actually see the sign. All right, so we're going to just read through that quickly, and then from that, we're going to look at the questions. I don't know if we're going to be able to do all the questions, but we'll see. And depending on how much time we have left, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll try to do as many of these questions as possible. And then next week, inshallah, we'll continue with this lesson one more time. Okay, so let's just read through this. And again, the point is that you should be able to identify each word in each of these sentences. The first sentence is all marfu'un. What is the sign of this word? Is it a primary sign, Dhamma, or is it a secondary sign other than Dhamma? And why does it have a secondary sign? What type of word is it? And what is its secondary sign? Okay, same thing, the second sentence. The whole sentence, every word is going to be Mansub. If it has other than Fatha, which is the primary sign, why does it have a secondary sign? What is that secondary sign? And that secondary sign is for what type of word? Or Takdiri, yani i'rab, for what type of word. And the same thing for majrur. We're going to see, yani, five words that have secondary signs and three words that have takdiri signs. And we need to recognize in each case why it is like that. Okay, al-marfu'un, we're on page 112, second half of the page. Al-alamatu al-asliyatu wal-fara'iyatu wal-zahiratu wal-muqaddaratu. Al-marfu'un, hadara al-abana'u wal-banatu wal-walidani wal-aqrabuna wa-ibrahimu wa-akhuhu wa-sadiqi Al-Muhami Al-Murtada. In my book, Al-Muhami has a fatah on top of the ya, should not have any sign there. Al-Muhami, should be no sign there. Okay, so what do we have here? Hadara is the fi'l, Al-Abana'i is the fa'il, and everything else connected to it by waw al-atif mean all of them should have the same case. Hadara Al-Abana'u is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma, that's the primary sign. Wal-banatu, second sound, feminine plural, has dhamma, second, has, that's the primary sign. Wal-walidani, that's a dual muthanna word. It has a secondary sign. Aleph is the sign of the muthanna when it's marfu'un. Wal-aqrabuna, the sound, masculine plural, when it is marfu'un, has a secondary sign, that's waw. Wa-ibrahimu, that's a diptote, it has the primary sign, dhamma. Wa-akhuhu, it has a secondary sign, yani this from Asma al-Khamsa, when they are mudaf to other than Ya al-Mutakallam, they have a secondary sign when they are marfu'un, that's waw. Wasadiqi, yani this is a mudaf ila Ya al-Mutakallam, it's marfu'un in this case, because it's ma'tuf by waw, so it's marfu'un, but the sign of it being marfu'un is Dhamma Muqaddara. Because why? Because it's mudaf ila Ya al-Mutakallam. Wal-Muhami, also, again, it shouldn't have any sign on it because it's a manqus word. When it's marfu and the sign is dhamma muqaddara. And al-murtada, yani a maqsoor word, yani when it's marfu, it's dhamma muqaddara. The second sentence is, these words are going to be all mansoob. Da'awtu, that's ta'amil, da'awtu. Al-abana, al-abana is maf'ulun bi, it's mansoob. The sign of it being mansub is fatah. That's the primary sign. Da'awtu al-abna wal-banati. Here, waw al-atif is connecting these words to al-abna'a, which is mansub. So they all have to be mansub. But here we see wal-banati with kasra. And that's because al-banat is a sound, feminine, plural. When it's mansub, it has a secondary sign. Instead of fatah, it has kasra. Walwalidaini, it's mansub, but it's a dual word. The sign of it being mansub is a secondary sign, that's ya preceded by fatha. Alwalidaini. Walakrabina, also it's marfu'un. Mansubun, the sign of it being mansub is ya preceded by kasra. It's a sound, masculine plural. When it is mansub, the sign of it being mansub is ya. Wa Ibrahima, that's the primary sign, fatha. Wa akhahu, this is from the five asma al-khamsa, five special nouns. When it is mansub, the sign of it being mansub is a secondary sign. Instead of fatha, it's alif. Because it's from al-asma al-khamsa. Wa sadiqi, sadiqi, in my book, I don't know, it has a fatha above the ya. It shouldn't have any sign. Wa sadiqi, it's also ma'atuf, so it's mansub. The sign of it being mansub is yani fatta muqaddara, because it is mudaf ila ya al mutakallam. Wal muhamiya, here there should be a sign of fatta because this is a manqus, and an ism manqus, when it is mansub, the sign is an apparent sign, yani fatta zahira. Fatta zahira. Al muhamiya wal murtada, yani it, in this case it is mansub, sign of being mansub is fatta muqaddara, yani taqdiri i'rab. And the last sentence, all of these words are going to be majroor, based on the amil being ittasaltu, yani I called or connected to. I called ittasaltu bil abna'i. I called ittasaltu bi. I called al abna, the sons. Here, the amil is ittasalt bi, the preposition bi makes the word al-abna majroor. The sign of being majroor is kasra. That's the primary sign, and the rest of these words are all going to be majrur because they are connected by waw al-atif. So we say bil abna'i wal banati, sound, feminine plural, primary sign, kasra. Wal walidaini, the muthanna dual, secondary sign, ya. Wal akrabina, sound, masculine plural, secondary sign of majrur is ya. Wa ibrahima, this is a diptote, mamnu min as-sarf. It has a secondary sign. The diptote only has a secondary sign when it is majrur. Instead of kasra, it takes fatha. That's why we have wa ibrahima wa akhihi. This is a secondary sign, ya, for the asma al khamsa. When it is majrur, the sign of being majrur instead of kasra is ya. Wa sadiqi al muhami al murtada. All of these are takdiri i'rab. Sadiqi is mudaf ila ya al mutakallam. It's majrur. The sign of being majrur is kasra muqaddara. Al-muhami is a manqus word. It is majrur. The sign of being majrur is kasra muqaddara. Wal-murtada is a maqsur, ism maqsur. And here it is majrur. The sign of being majrur is kasra muqaddara. So, this is a summary of everything that we've covered in terms of secondary signs of nouns and takdiri i'rab. Of three and three types of nouns, and the secondary signs and five types of nouns, along with the primary signs of i'rab, marfu'un being dhamma, mansub being fatha, majrur being kasra. All right, so this is what we were unable to complete last week, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to complete much more. We have a little bit of time, so let's just look and see the exercises that you should have done for homework. I know that these exercises, there are 10. It's a lot. But hopefully everybody had a chance during the week to read through the lesson and to review the lesson and to do these exercises. Some of them are simple and some of them are a little bit involved. Let's see if we can go through them. And the last one is all i'rab, 10 sentences of i'rab. Very, very important, that last exercise. Okay, let's get busy because we don't have a lot of time left, right? Page 13 in the Arabic text, tamarin. Exercises number 1, ayyin al-mu'raba wal-mabni fima ya'ati. Identify or point out the words that are mu'rab and the words that are mabniyun, fixed, in what follows. So they give us a series of words. You have to just read each word and identify which one is mu'rab, yani the endings change from marfu'un to mansub to majrur, and the ones that are mabniyun, the endings don't change, they are fixed. Okay, so kitabun, a book, is mu'rab. Hada is ism ishara, is an ism ishara. It is mabniyun, asma al ishara mabniyun. Hamidun is mu'rab. Masajidu is mu'rab. It's a diptote, so it doesn't make full changes, but it is mu'rab. It changes from being marfu'un to mansub and majrur, but it doesn't have the primary sign of jar, as kasra, but rather it has fatha. But it's mu'rab. Huwa is mabniyun, pronouns are all mabniyun. Ana is mabniyun, pronouns are mabniyun. Sayaratun is mu'rab. Alladhi is a relative pronoun, ism mawsool. It's mabniyun, except the duals, alladhani and allatani. Amsi is maf'ulun fi dharf al-zaman, it's mabniyun. Some of the dharuf are mabniyun, MC is one of them. Al-jamiyatu is mu'rab. Muslimani is a dual. Duals are mu'rab. Muslimatun is also mu'rab. Hadani is a ism ishara. But remember, we said asma al-ishara are mabniyun except the dual. So hadani is a dual, it's mu'rab. Al-ana is a dharf. It's one of the dhuruf that are mabniyun. Mabniyun ala fatha. Al-latani is ism mawsool, relative pronoun. Relative pronouns are mabniyun. It's from the 7 types of words that are mabniyun, except their duals. So this is mu'rab. Man is a ism istifham. It's mabniyun. Asma al-istifham or mabniyun, except ayyu. Lafz al-jalala Allah is mu'rab. Arba'ata ashara is a compound, adad murakkab. It's mabniyun, both parts, except the first part of the number 12. Arba'atun is mu'rab. Ameen is an ism fi'l. Any a verb noun, it's mabniyun. Naam. So that's the first exercise. The words in this exercise that are mabniyun are hadha, huwa, ana, alladhi, amsi, al-ana, min, and arba'ata ashara. The rest of the words are all mu'rab. Number two, ma alamatu al-i'rabi al-asliya fil ism. What are the signs, the primary signs of i'rab in the noun? The primary signs of i'rab are three. For marfu'un, it's dhamma, mansubun, fatha, majrurun, kasra. And we learned that starting back in lesson 4 of book 1 when we took the prepositions. Number 3, ma alamatul i'rab al-far'iyya. What are the signs of i'rab, the secondary signs of i'rab in the following three types of words, secondary signs? Al-asma al-khamsa, when they are marfu'un take waw, when they are mansub take alif, and when they are majrur take ya. Jam mudhakkar salim, when they are marfu'un they take waw like muslimuna, when they are yani mansub they take ya, and when they are majrur they take ya. Sound masculine plurals. Wal muthanna, the duals, when they are marfu'un they take alif, and when they are mansub they take ya, and when they are majrur they take ya. So the sound masculine plural and the dual words, when they are majrur and mansub they take ya, but the sound masculine plural when it's marfu'un it takes waw, and the muthanna takes alif. As far as asma al khamsa, yani the secondary signs of i'rab are the extension of the primary sign. Instead of dhamma when it's marfu'un it takes waw, instead of fatha when it's mansub it takes alif, and instead of kasra when it's majrur it takes ya. Question number 4, ma alamatul jar fil mamnu' min as-sarf. What is the sign of yani the mamnu' min as-sarf? It only has a secondary sign when it's majrur. So the sign of it being majrur instead of kasra is fatha. And likewise, ma alamatul nas fi jam mu'annath salim. It only has a secondary sign in one case, that is when it's mansub. Instead of fatha, it takes kasra. Question number 6, hati mithalan lil maqsoor waj'alhu fi thalathi jumalin ala an yakuna marfu'an fil ula mansuban fi thaniyati wa majruran fi thalithati. Yani give an example of a maqsoor word, a word that ends with alif, yani an essential part of the word alif that's preceded by a fatha, that alif that's a part of the word, a maqsoor word. Give an example and then make it into three sentences. Ala ayyakuna, so that it will be marfu'an in the ula, the first sentence, mansuba fi thaniya in the second sentence, and majrura yani fi thalitha in the third sentence. So three sentences with the same example of a maqsoor word, but three sentences. The first time put that same word in a sentence where it's going to be marfu'an, and in the second sentence where it's going to be mansub, and in the third sentence where it's going to be majrur. Okay, so you have to make up these sentences, but my sentence is going to be, yani you have to get a word that's maqsoor, right? Like al-fata or al-mustafa or something like this, right? Ja'a al-fata. Ja'a al-fata, yani the young man came. Here in this sentence, al-fata is the fa'il marfu'un wa alamatu rafihi dhamma muqaddara. Ra'aytu al-fata. Yani, ra'a is the fi'l, tu is the fa'il, and al-fata is maf'ulun bi mansub wa alamatu nasbihi fatha muqaddara. Because all the signs in the maqsoor word are going to be muqaddara. Majrur, marartu bil fata. I pass by the young man. Here, marra is the fi'l, tu is the fa'il, and b is the harf ja, al fata is the object of a preposition. Majrur, the sign of it being majrur, is kasra muqaddara. Question number 7, hati mithalan lil manqus al thabiti al ya. Yani, give an example of a manqus word. Yani, that ends with the ya. That's an essential part of the word. It's not ya al-mutakallim. It's a root letter from that word preceded by kasra. An example of a manqus word, al-thabit al-ya, where the ya is attached to it. It's not deleted. وَأَدْخِلْهُ فِي ثَلَاثِ جُمَلٍ, and enter it or use it in three sentences, عَلَى أَن يَكُونَ مَرْفُوعًا, so that it will be marfu'an in the ula, first sentence, mansub in the thaniya, second sentence, majrua in the thalitha, third sentence. Okay, a manqus word, manqus, where the ya is a part of it. And remember, the ya is a part of it when it has alif lam, or when it is mudhaf, or when it is mansub. The manqus word is going to keep its ya whenever it has alif lam, or it is mudhaf, or it is mansub. So I give three examples for the word al-qadi. Yani, al-qadi is a manqus word. So I said what? Sa'ala al-qadi al-muhamiya an al-jani. Sa'ala al-qadi, that's the important part of the sentence. Sa'ala is the fa'il. Al-qadi is the fa'il marfu'un. The sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma muqaddara. Because the manqus word, yani, it has takdiri i'rab when it's marfu'un and when it's majrur, not when it is mansub. سأل القاضي, يعني فاعل مرفوع, the sign of being مرفوع is ضمة مقدرة. المهامية is the مفعول به منسوب, the sign of being منسوب is فتة ظاهرة, it's seen. عن الجاني, يعني the قاضي asks the lawyer about the criminal. Okay, the second sentence, رأيت القاضية. Here, the manqus word, when it's mansub, we see its sign. رأيت القاضية في المحكمة. I saw the قاضي, the judge, in the courthouse. رأيت القاضية. يعني رأى is the فعل, تو is the فعل. القاضية is the مفعول به منسوب. Sign that it's mansub is فتة ظاهرة. It is apparent. It is not مقدرة. In the third sentence, سلمت على القاضي في المحكمة. I gave salams to the judge in the court. سلمت على القاضي. Here, القاضي is مجرور because of the preposition على. The sign of it being مجرور is كسرة مقدرة. It only has a ظاهرة sign when it is منسوب. Question number 8. هاتي مثالا للمنقوص المحذوف الياء. يعني, now give another example of another منقوص, but when the ياء has been omitted. And the ya is omitted when? When it doesn't have alif lam, when it's not mudhaf, when it's not mansub. So we're not going to have a mansub. Here, if it's mansub, the ya is not going to be deleted, right? But in any case, they say, give three sentences where the ya is mahduf, where it's deleted. And put it in three sentences so that it will be marfu'an in the ula, first sentence, mansub in the second sentence, and majru in the third sentence. The first sentence, marfu'un ja'a muhamin. The word I want to use is al-muhami, but without the alif lam, it loses the ya. So it became muhamin, qadin, wadin, mabin. They lose the ya if it doesn't have alif lam, and it's not in idafa, and it's not yani mansub. But if it's mansub, the ya comes back. So we're going to see in the second sentence, mansub, the ya is going to be present. جاء مُحَامٍ. So, جاء is the fail. مُحَامٍ is the fail مَرْفُوعٌ. Sign that is مَرْفُوعٌ is دَمَّ مُقَدَّرَ. And we can go further saying that دَمَّ مُقَدَّرَ is on the ya al-mahdufa, the ya that has been deleted. It would be on there if that ya was there. The second sentence, مَنْسُوب رَأَيْتُ مُحَامِيًا. I saw a lawyer. Here, مُحَامِي, يعني رَأَى is the fail, تو is the fail. Muhamiyan is the maf'ul bi mansub. Sign that is mansub is fatta, yani zahira. Because when it is mansub, the ya comes back, and so you see the sign of i'rab in the manqus word when it's mansub. When it's majrur, ذهب قاد إلى محام. ذهب قاد, القاضي. Yani, it doesn't have alif lam, so it loses the ya. ذهب قاد. ذهب is the fail. Qadin is the fa'il, marfu'un, walamatu, rafihi dhamma muqaddara ala ya, al-mahdufa ila muhamin. That's our word, muhamin. It's the object of the preposition ila, Therefore, it's majrur. The sign of it being majrur is kasra muqaddara, not the kasra that you see here, but it's kasra muqaddara. Yani on the ya of muhami, the ya that has been deleted. The sign is on the last letter, but that letter has been deleted, so it's muqaddara, kasra muqaddara on the ya that has been deleted. Naam, that's exercise number 8. Exercise number 9 is Hati. This is on page 14. Hati mithalan, little mudaf. Hati mithalan, little mudaf, ila ya al mutakallim. This is the third type of word that has taqdiri i'rab, and it has taqdiri i'rab in all three cases when it's marfoon, mansub, and majroor. So we're going to see taqdiri i'rab for all three sentences. Give an example of a mudaf. إلى يا المتكلم, a word that's connected to يا المتكلم. وأدخله في ثلاثة جمل, use it in three sentences. على أن يكون مرفوعا, so that it will be مرفوعا في الأولى, in the first sentence. ومنسوب في الثانية, in the second sentence. المجرور in الثالثة, يعني الجملة الثالثة, in the third sentence. Okay, three sentences. The word we're going to use here is صديقي. It's connected to يا المتكلم. It's going to have takdiri i'rab in every case. When it's marfoon, it's going to be i'rab takdiri. When it's mansub, it's going to be i'rab takdiri. And when it's majroor, it's going to be i'rab takdiri. Ra'aytu sadiqi. Yani ra'a is the fi'l, tu is the fa'il, sadiqi is the maf'ulun bi. Therefore, it's mansub. The sign of it being mansub is fatha muqaddara. Fatha muqaddara, because yani we don't see it because of the ya al mutakallam. Second sentence, mansub right? I gave the second sentence first. The first sentence should have been marfoon, right? Jalasa sadiqi, my friend sat. Jalasa sadiqi. Jalasa is the fa'il, sadiqi is the fa'il. It's marfoon. Sign of it being marfoon is dhamma muqaddara. It's muqaddara because it's yani mudaf ila ya al mutakallam. So you can't see its sign. And the third sentence, when it's majroor, ittasaltu bi sadiqi. I called, ittasaltu bi, yani with the preposition bi means to call somebody, to connect to them. Ittasaltu bi, I called sadiqi, my friend. Yani sadiqi is the object of the preposition bi, therefore it's majroor. Sign of it being majroor is kasra muqaddara. Yani because it's muqaddara, it's not apparent. We don't see it because of the ya al-mutakallam. The last exercise, we still have a few minutes. Maybe we'll try to do some of these sentences, whatever we can do. Hopefully you already did them for homework. Yeah, and if anything wasn't clear in any of them, okay, I see a question here. I didn't see this before. Can you please repeat the case of ya mahdufa in the mansub case? Ya al-mahdufa in the mansub case. Okay, so I think maybe that's referring back to the question number 8. An example of the manqus when al-mahdhuf al-ya, when the ya is deleted. Okay, so the ya is not going to actually be deleted in the case when it's mansub, because we said the ism manqus, it retains its ya in three cases. When it has alif lam, when it is mudaf, and when it is mansub. Okay, if you go back to see, yani where you can go back and read and refer this back to, the manqus is given to us on page 9. Okay, on page 9 of the Arabic text, it says number 2, al-manqus huwa al-ism al-mu'rab alladhi akhiruhu ya lazima. Maqsurun ma qablaha. Ya lazima means an essential, original part of the word. Maqsurun ma qablaha means the letter before it has kasra. Like al-muhami, al-qadi, al-madi, and so on, like this. It says, tuqaddira fi al-dhamma wal-kasra wa tadhharu fi al-fatha. Yani, the sign of i'rab when it's marfoon is dhamma muqaddara, when it's majroor, kasra muqaddara, but when it is وَتَظْهَرُ فِي الْفَتْحَةِ, yani when it is mansub, we see the fatha. Concerning this, on the following page, it tells us, there's a footnote on the top of page 10, it says, قَدْ يَكُونُ المنقوص محذوف الياء نحو ذهب قاض إلى محامٍ. Footnote number one says تثبت الياء, يعني the ياء is in place, it's established in place في ثلاثة حالات. One, when it is محل بألف لام, when it has ألف لام like القاضي. Two, when it is مضافاً like قاضي مكة, the ياء is there. And three, when it is منصوب, سألت قاضياً. When it is منصوب, the ياء is gonna be there. So, in this particular question number 8, it says a manqus word, mahdhuf al-ya. So the ya is not gonna be mahdhuf when it is mansub. That's one of the three cases when the ya is gonna be yani tuthbit. It's gonna be there. So the example we gave here for it when it's manqus is ra'aytu muhamiyan. Ra'aytu muhamiyan, yani the ya is here because it's mansub. And then we gave for majrur, ذَهَبَ قَادٍ إِلَى مُحَامٍ. So these two examples, yani when it's majrur, ذَهَبَ قَادٍ إِلَى مُحَامٍ and جَاءَ مُحَامٍ, in these two cases, when it's majrur and marfu'un, we see that the sign is muqaddir, and it's muqaddir on the ya that is omitted. And when it's mansub, the ya is there. When it's marfu'un, the ya is omitted. It's deleted, mahdhuf. And when it is majrur, it's mahdhuf. So what is the i'rab? Ja'a muhamin, yani a lawyer, an attorney came. In this case, the i'rab is ja'a is the fi'l, muhamin is the fa'il, fa'il is marfu'un, sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma muqaddara on, it's muqaddara, that dhamma would be on the ya if it was present. Yani if the ya was present, you will say al ja'a al muhamiyu. Yani the dhamma would be on the ya, but of course, because it's a manqus word, the dhamma wouldn't be seen, but there would be a dhamma there on the ya, on the last letter of the word. The last letter of the word takes the sign of i'rab. So here in this case, muhamin, the ya has been deleted. So the sign of i'rab, you say it is dhamma muqaddara ala al ya al mahdhufa. It's muqaddara on the ya that has been omitted, and the same thing when it's majrur, ذَهَبَ قَادٍ إِلَى مُهَامٍ. Yani you say ذَهَبَ قَادٍ. قَادٍ here is the fa'il marfu'un. Sign of being marfu'un is dhamma muqaddara ala ya al-mahdufa. And the same thing with إِلَى مُهَامٍ. Yani إِلَى is the harf jar, مُهَامٍ is the ism majrur. Sign of being majrur is kasra muqaddara ala al-ya al-mahdufa. Yani the sign of the i'rab is muqaddara on the ya, that is actually the last letter of the word, but it is deleted here. Why is it deleted? Because it doesn't have alif lam, because it's not mansub, and it's not yani mudaf. In those cases, the ya is deleted, so the i'rab is going to be muqaddar, but it's going to be muqaddar on the ya that has been deleted because it doesn't have yani, because it doesn't have alif lam, it's not mansub, and it's not mudaf. Naam, alhamdulillah. Okay, so we still have a few minutes left, inshallah. Question number 10. أعرب ما تحته خط. Yani give the i'rab of what تحته خط means, what is underlined, what has a line under it. Now keep in mind, if you looked over the English key, and you should try to read the English key, sometimes there might be something mentioned there that's not mentioned in the Arabic. There's a footnote that mentions on page 8, footnote number 1, mentioning the i'rab of a noun is to mention three things. Its case ending, and the reason for it being in that case. We'll start with the last thing first. The reason for its case, yani, is because it's mubtada, it's khabar, it's maf'ulun bi, it's fa'il, it's, you know, whatever. Okay, mubtada, khabar, fa'il, maf'ulun bi. That's the reason why it is in the case. You have to tell, why is it mansub? It's the maf'ulun bi, so it's mansub. It's the mubtada, so it's marfu'un. The reason for it being in that case, what is its case, and the sign of its i'rab. So three things. You want to say that this thing is the mubtada, that's the reason for it being marfu'un. Its case is that it's marfu'un. Because it's the mubtada, the sign of being marfu'un is dhamma, for example. So these three things you want to mention. Yani the case of the word, the reason for its case, and the sign of its case, yani its i'rab, its hala. All right, three things we should be mentioning when we do the i'rab. Okay, we don't really have enough time to do 10 questions, but we'll do some of them. The first one, yuhibbu Allahu al-muttaqin. Okay, Allah in this sentence is the fa'il, the lafz al-jalala is the fa'il marfu'un, sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma. Al-muttaqin is the maf'ulun bi. Therefore, it's mansub. The sign of it being mansub is ya, because it's a sound masculine plural. Number two, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. خَلَقَ is the fi'il, لَفْظَ الْجَلَالَ is the fa'il, السَّمَاوَاتِ is the maf'ulun bi, it's mansub. The sign of it being mansub is a secondary sign, it's kasra instead of fatha, because it's from the sound feminine plurals. وَالْأَرْضَ يعني is ma'atuf, it's also mansub, the sign of it being mansub is the primary sign, fatha. Number three, ifta faka. Yani, fa in this sentence is the maf'ulun bi, therefore it's mansub. The sign of it being mansub. There's a question here. It says also, barakallahu fik, is thubut an-nun also a sign of sound masculine plural being marfu'un? I'm getting confused between wa'al jama'a, fa'il, du'a, and also the sign of. Okay, we're going to be discussing these things in a little bit more detail. But next week, inshallah, if we talk about the signs of bina and i'rab in verbs, we will see that the mudari verb, when it is marfu'un, the sign of the mudari verb being marfu'un is thubut an-nun. And the sign of it being mansub or majzum is hadhf an-nun. That's for verbs. That's for verbs. Okay, the sign of a sound masculine plural being marfu'un is waw only, not thubut an-nun. Thubut an-nun is a sign of raf for mudari verbs. For mudari verbs, thubut an-nun and hadhf an-nun. When it's marfu'un, yani the noon is there, and when it's majzum or mansub, the noon is omitted. That's for the mudari verb. But for the sound masculine plural, the sign of being marfu'un is only waw. I hope it's clear. Sentence number three. Iftafaka, open your mouth. Fa is the maf'ulun bi, mansub. The sign of it being mansub is alif, because it's from al-asma al-khamsa in idhafa. The kaf here, I don't think it's intended, but the kaf is mudhaf ilayhi. It's a pronoun, so it's mabniun fi mahalli jar. Mudhafun ilayhi fi mahalli jar. Number four. Aina sayyaratu abika. Yani abi is mudaf ila, yani mudaf ilayhi for sayyara. Sayyaratu abika. Where's the car of your father? So abi is mudaf ilayhi. Majroor, sign of it being majroor, is ya, because it's from the asma al khamsa in idafa. And the ka, again, yani is mudaf to abi. So it is yani mabniun fi mahalli jar. Number five, hafidhtu surataini. I memorized two surahs, or chapters. So hafidha is the fi'l, two is the fa'il. Suratain is maf'ulun bi, mansub. The sign of it being mansub is ya, because it's a muthanna, dual. Number six, a'rifu qadiya makkata. I know the qadi of Mecca. Here, qadi is maf'ulun bi mansub. The sign of being mansub is fatha zahira. Yani it's a ism manqus, but it's mudaf, so the ya is maintained, and the sign of it being mansub, the ism manqus, when it's mansub, the sign is zahira. And Mecca is mudaf ilayhi, yani mabni, yani it's mudaf ilayhi. And it's a diptote. Yani it's a diptote. It's mamnu' min as-sarf. So the sign of it being majroor is fatha instead of kasra. Number seven, kharaja al-jarha min al-mustashfa. Al-jarha is the fa'il marfu'un. It's a ism maqsoor. So the i'rab of it is fa'il marfu'un wa lam turafihi dhamma muqaddara. من المستشفى. المستشفى is the object of the preposition من. So it's مجرور. It's also اسم مقصور. The sign of it being مجرور is كسرة مقدرة. Number 8 is أخذ صديقي كتابي من حقيبتي. يعني صديقي is the فاعل مرفوع علامة رفعه ضمة مقدرة because it's مضاف إلى ياء المتكلم. كتابي is يعني كتاب is the مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة مقدرة because it's مضاف إلى ياء المتكلم. And من حقيبتي, حقيبة is the object of the preposition من, so it's مجرور and the sign of being مجرور is كسرة مقدرة because it's مضاف إلى ياء المتكلم. Number 9, اشتريت هذا بخمسة عشر ريالا. يعني خمسة عشر is the object of the preposition be. So it is in the position where it should be مجرور, but it is مبنيون because it's from the أعداد المركبة, the compound numbers which are مبنيون except the first part of the number 12. So we say it is, يعني the object of the preposition, but it's مبنيون في محل جر. مبني في محل جر. Both parts of the number. Both parts of the number في محل جر. And the last one, أنا مهام, and we're going to stop with this, obviously. أنا مهام, أنا is the مبتدأ, مهام is the خبر, مرفوع, the sign of it being مرفوع is ضمة مقدرة على ياء المحذوفة. Because the original word is المهامي with ياء. Ya has been deleted because it doesn't have alif lam and it's not mudaf and it's not mansub. So we say Muhammad is the khabar marfu'un wa alamatu rafa'i dhamma muqaddara ala ya al mahdhufa, on the ya that has been deleted. Alhamdulillah, we didn't get a chance to go to the next part of the lesson. But anyway, alhamdulillah, this is sufficient for today, and our next session bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We'll continue where we left off here. After these questions, the second part of this lesson one, when are nouns marfu'un, when are they mansub, when are they majrur, and also the tawabiyah, and then the last part of the lesson, the verbs, yani the binan, i'rab, in reference to verbs, and the questions that follow. I don't know if we'll do all of them in the next session, but we'll start with that. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant success to me and to you in doing those things that are pleasing to him sincerely for his sake alone, and that he recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, that he pardon and overlook our shortcomings, and that he keep us firm ala as-sirat al-mustaqim until we return to him in a condition of being pleased with him and pleasing to him. Ameen. Inshallah, we'll be sending out homework assignment tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, for the week. We'll probably cover most of what remains of lesson one, if not all of it. Allahu alam, we'll see. But start anyway, yani reviewing what we had in the first two sessions and looking over what follows, which will be part of the homework assignment in this coming week. Jazakumullah khair wa barakallahu feekum.